弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好。我今天这个要讲的题目是讲这个耶稣复活的大能。
So today the topic I'd like to share is called the great power of resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
先介绍一下我是这个第一次在这里讲到。
So as a preface, I just want to briefly introduce, say that this is my first time up here.
我也很感谢教会给了这样一个机会。
Also, I'm very great, thankful for the church giving me this opportunity.
最近前两年呢，我们教会有一个门徒训练班，我也参加了两年多。
So, starting from about 2 years ago, we had this Academy of Christ, and I've joined it for about 2 years.
然后呢，又跟着彭弟兄呢去中国去了两三次。
I also joined Brother Peng to go to China for about 2 or 3 times.
尤其呢，最近年初的时候，我们又去了柬埔寨做了一个短宣。
And also beginning of this year, I went to Cambodia on a short-term mission trip.
就体会了一下这个圣经上所说的这个你们要去使万民做我的门徒的这个大使命是怎么回事。
I got a chance to experience what it means to be for the Great Commandment to go and make disciples of all nations.
其实我们每个基督徒不但是自己要做门徒，也要去教别人做门徒，这个是神给我们的大使命。
So,In reality, that not only as Christians that we ourselves should be disciples, but we also were called to call other people to become disciples as well.
我记得以前我刚信主的时候，我就特别火热，想去给别人传福音。
So I remember for the first 2 or 3 years when I became a believer, and I really wanted to share the gospel with others.
但是想跟别人去传福音，但是要讲什么，我一直不知道。
But even though I wanted to share the gospel, I don't know what to share with them.
我只是说，哎，信耶稣是好的，你应该信耶稣，但是不够说服力啊。
But all I know is to tell people, oh, it's good to believe in Jesus. You should believe in Jesus, but that's not very convincing.
然后把别人拉来教会，别人有的愿意来，有的就不愿意来。
And then I try to get people to come to church. Some people are willing, some people are not.
所以要叫别人信耶稣，但是自己不知道这个福音是什么，那也是不能做得到的。
So.I just may have that fervor to want to share the gospel, but if I myself can't really quite explain what is the gospel, then that's not enough.
所以装备的工作对我们基督徒来说也是非常的重要。
So as Christians, it's also very important for us to be prepared.
所以我们这两年也有些装备，然后希望以后在这个传福音的这个工作上能够用这些所装备的。
So for the past 2 years or so, I feel like I have some training, some preparation, so I think that may be of use in the future.
好，我们现在讲今天的正题。我们先读一下路加福音。
So now turn to the main topic for today. Let's take a look at Book of Luke.
我们上面有没有？下面有。
So do we have it on the PowerPoint?
好，我们先打开路加福音，我们想一起读一下24章。
So we'll turn to Book of Luke chapter 24.
Yeah, 24章1到7节。
Verse 1 to 7.
好，我们一起读一下。
And we'll read together.
七日的头一日，黎明的时候，那些妇女带着所预备的香料来到坟墓前，看见石头已经从坟墓滚开了，他们就进去。只是不见主耶稣的尸体，正在猜疑中间，忽然有两个人站在旁边，身体发光，妇女们惊怕，将脸伏地。那两个人就对他们说，为什么使死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，他已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们说人子必须交在罪人手中，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。
Luke chapter 24, verse 1 through 7. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared, and they found a stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men suddenly stood near them in dazzling clothing. And as the women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again."
好，耶稣在被钉十字架后的第三天发生了一件历史上绝无仅有的事情。
So the third day after our Lord Jesus was crucified, something happened that never happened before in the history of man.
这什么事情呢？就是耶稣的复活。这是耶稣在坟墓里三天三夜之后复活了，这是在人类历史上没有过的事情。
And this thing that never happened before throughout the entire history was that after 3 days and three nights, the Lord Jesus was resurrected in the tomb.
这个复活这个事情在我们中国人的历史中，我记得是没有记载的，完全没有。
So, on this matter of resurrection, I don't recall ever being recorded in the history, at least in the Chinese history.
我想在我刚要没有信主要信主之前，如果有人跟我讲复活的事情，我是肯定相就绝对相信这个是个假的事情。
So I think before I become a believer, if somebody were to tell me about someone resurrected, in my mind, I think this person, it must be a lie.
有很多骗人的事情，这只是其中的一个。
So there are so many story of deceit, this must be one of them.
这如果是我是刚信，刚没有信主的时候，有人跟我讲复活的事情的话，我大概就不会信了。
So if I think that before I become a believer, somebody were to tell me about the story of resurrection, probably that will actually turn me off from becoming a believer.
但是我信主的时候，刚开始是别人主要是跟我讲有没有神的事情，先说服我这个，哎，我慢慢慢慢被说服了，我才能进一步，可以考虑有没有复活的事情。
But how I become a believer was at the time somebody was sharing with me whether God exists or not.And so, because through that, then I slowly got to understand more and more, and then get to hear about the resurrection.
因为这个耶稣复活是我后来通过理解以后，然后认为这个可以接受以后才接受的。
So, because on this matter of resurrection, I come to understand it's only after I understood Christ's resurrection rationally.
为什么我现在认为耶稣复活是真的呢？
So what made me change my made me to believe that Lord's resurrection is real?
因为耶稣有很多的证据证明耶稣这个复活这个事情是真的。
Because there are many many evidence that prove that Lord's resurrection is true, is real.
在耶稣他自己就预言了自己的复活。
Because first of all, Jesus himself prophesies about his resurrection.
在路加福音中九章二十二节是这样说的。
So in Luke chapter 9 verse 22 it said,
又说人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，第三日复活。耶稣基督从死里复活，完全照他所向门徒所应许诺的，也是照的神在旧约里的应许。
So it said that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised up on the third day. So the Lord was resurrected from death, and so it's completely in accordance to how he prophesied to his disciples. It's also according to how God prophesied, proclaimed in the Old Testament.
这个人，你说谁能够预言自己有什么样的命运呢？
So,A mere man, no one could actually prophesy their own death.
我们自己不知道明天会发生什么事情。
We don't even know what will happen to us tomorrow.
我们只能说计划明天要出什么发生什么事情，但是我们不知道明天要发生什么。
All we can say is that we plan on what happens tomorrow, but we can't say for certain what will happen tomorrow.
更不要说几天以后的事情了。
Much less what happens a few days later.
我们照我们的中国人看，有人能预知将来的人都是了不得的人物。
So, from the viewpoint of us Chinese, growing up, anybody who could prophesy what are about to happen, those are some great people.
但是主耶稣基督自己就说自己要什么怎么样去死，然后死了以后还能怎么样，这个就是完全不是死了以后的日子都定了，这不是神的儿子是怎么可能呢？
But our Lord Jesus prophesies how he will die and also how he will resurrect. So if he was not the Son of God, how could he do this?
OK. 但在旧约中也有很多这个讲了这个耶稣复活预言了复活的这个预言。
And then in the Old Testament, there were also many prophecies about Lord Jesus' resurrection.
在耶稣诞生前的一千年就已经预言了，是大卫说的。
So, 1,000 years before Jesus came onto earth, David already prophesied that.
你看这里在使徒行传中是这样记载的，我这里读一下。
So it's recorded here in Acts chapter 2.
二章二十五节到三十三节。
Verse 25-33.
大卫指着他说，我看见主藏在我眼前，他在我右边，叫我不至于摇动，所以我心里欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安居在指望中，因你并不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。他已将道路指给我，必叫我的见到你的面 满足快乐。弟兄们，先祖大卫的事情我可以明明的对你们说，他死了也埋葬了，并且他的坟墓直到今天还在我这里，还在这里。大卫既是先知，又晓得神曾向他启示，要从他的后裔中立一位坐在他的宝座上，就预先看见这事。他讲论耶基督复活说，他的灵魂不撇在阴间，他的肉身也不见朽坏。这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把我们所看见所听见的浇灌下来。
So Acts chapter 2 verse 25-33. I saw the Lord always in my presence, for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue exalted. Moreover, my flesh also will live in hope, because you will not be abandoned my soul to Hades, nor will allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brethren, I may confidently say to you regarding the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. And so because he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn to him with an oath to seat one of his descendants on his throne, he looked ahead and spoke of resurrection of Christ, that he was neither abandoned to Hades nor did his flesh suffer decay. This Jesus God raised up again, to which we are all witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured forth this which you both see and hear.
所以大卫在这里就预言他的灵魂不撇在阴间，他的肉身不见朽坏，就是预言这个神，我们的主耶稣基督就是神，不是人。
So here David prophesies that this descendant, this Jesus shall not be cast aside in Hades and his body shall not be undergoing decay. So here he is prophesizing God.
好，这个后来呢，大家也知道我们当时耶稣复活以后有很多的见证人。
And so also regarding Jesus' resurrection, there were many witnesses as well.
这个在《使徒行传》，这个我在下面，《使徒行传》五章三十节。
So in Acts chapter five. So in Acts chapter 5 verse 30.
那个见证人是这样说的：你们挂在木头上杀害的耶稣，我们的祖宗神已经叫他复活了。我们为这事做见证，神赐给顺从之人的圣灵也是为这事做见证。
So Acts chapter 5 verse 30 and 32. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you have put to death by hanging him on the cross. And we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him.
所以这个里面的这个经文里面所记载的就是说，那些 当时的使徒和很多的人都看见了耶稣从死里复活，他们是见证人。
So in these passages it records that at the time of his crucifixion there were many of his Jesus disciples as well as people around them were witnesses to all this.
除了这些人之外还有一位见证人，那就是圣灵。
And so other than these people there was also another witness and that was the Holy Spirit.
神赐给一切信相信主耶稣基督和他复活的人，把圣灵赐给他们。
So God gave all those who believe in Lord Jesus Christ and His resurrection this Holy Spirit.
若不是圣灵，你不知道是我们这些人没有当时见过的，是不知道主复活的主是怎样复活的。
And without the Holy Spirit, for those of us who were not there to witness the Jesus' resurrection, we cannot understand this. We will not be able to know this.
我们这些人就是有活的见证，就是我圣灵在我们里面，我们知道这件事情是真的。
So for those of us here, we have this living testimony, and that is the Holy Spirit is alive.
因为这个圣灵常常，因为神的事情照人的理性是很难理解的。
And so, in matters related to God.If we try to use our own understanding, it's very hard to understand.
但是这个圣灵为主复活这个事情做见证，所以我们这2000年来的基督徒都相信这个事情是真的。
But however, the Holy Spirit testifies for Lord Jesus, and that's how we, for the past 2000 years, we come to know him.
好，我们现在查一下。我们也知道世界上的人很都用各种各样的理论来反对这个耶稣复活是这个事情他们认为这件事情不是真的。
We also know that people of this world, that many people are against or do not believe in the Jesus' resurrection and they have many different theories for what happened.
但是他们仔细的往里去看的话，每一个他们所提出的假设都是不能成立的。
But if we really truly study their theories in detail, none of them can stand up.
因为世界上的人，他就是像伊甸园里的魔鬼一样，他总是让人先怀疑这个事情。
However, the people of this world, just like Satan in the Garden of Eden.All they need to do is to sow the seed of doubt into people.
他们说吃了那个果子你不会死，吃了智慧的果子你不会死。
And so they say that you will not die on the day when you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以他们也是用各种各样的理论来诋毁这个耶稣复活的这个事实。
And so they also, so therefore the people of this world also have to use these different theories to trying to prove that Jesus' resurrection was not real.
Yeah, 所以说你看就有这么几种，有一种叫昏迷说，其实他说耶稣没有死，然后在里面昏迷了，然后他自己出来的。
And so the first type is this theory of fainting, fainted theory, which states that Jesus did not die, he simply fainted. And so after a while, when he woke up, he just walked out the tomb.
Yeah, 这是不可能的。他已经身上钉了那么多钉子，搓了血，然后在里面三天三夜，他还有力气推开那个大门吗？
But this is not possible because he lost so many blood through the crucifixion and then he was also pierced on his side, lost a lot of liquid and blood. And then so for somebody who in that condition and after 3 days and 3 nights, does he really have strength to also roll the tombstone away?
第二种是这种比如说是找错了坟墓，那个玛利亚去的不是耶稣埋葬的坟墓，他们是另外的找错了空的坟墓。
And so the second theory was that, the wrong tomb, mistaken tomb theory, which is that they said that Mary went to the wrong tomb looking for Jesus' body.
这个也是不可能的，因为如果玛利亚找错了坟墓的话，那些祭司啊，那些文士啊，他们就不知道这个事情吗？他们会不出来指出吗？
And this is also seems impossible because maybe perhaps even if Mary was mistaken about where the tomb was,Would the scribes or the Pharisees, wouldn't they call them out on this?
Yeah, 还有一种就是这个门徒合作起来，然后就偷了这个耶稣的尸体，然后就说他不见了，然后他复活了。
And then another theory was that the stolen corpses theory, which is that after Jesus died, his disciple went and stole the corpse.
这个也是不可能，因为门徒那个时候已经四散逃走了，吓得要死。
But that also seems very, very far-fetched because at the time after Jesus was crucified, all his disciples were scared and they were scattered all over the place.
是啊，如果是这些门徒即使有这个胆量做这个事情的话，为什么后来他们又愿意为基督的死做见证呢？
And so if the disciples were so scared, why would they later willing to stand out and give testimony, testify to Jesus' resurrection?
你知道，我们都知道，他那些门徒最后很多为主耶稣基督献上了这个生命的代价，他们不会为一个不存在的事情去说这样的事啊。
And we also know that these disciples eventually, many of them also were martyred and they gave up their life. And so why would they do this? Why would they give up their life for something that if it's not true?
所以这个耶稣复活的这个事情是又真又活的事实。
So therefore, the matter of Christ's resurrection, that's absolute real. And it's the truth.
耶稣复活真的是有很大的能力。
And truly, on this matter of Jesus' resurrection, there's great power behind it.
他这个耶稣复活往下是真是败坏了这个掌死权的。
For his resurrection overcome the dominion of death.
在希伯来书二章十四节是这样讲的。
In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 said,
儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样造就成了自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而成为奴仆的人。
Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and might free those who through fear of death were subjected to slavery all their lives.
我们这些活着的人，至少现在的活着，最怕的一件事情就是死。
So it seems like currently, for those who are living right now, the thing that we fear the most is death.
其实我们生下来就挺怕死的。
And so I think for most of us, we're born with that fear.
所以我们呢，也现在年纪大一点呢，稍微呢就怕其他的事情，比如说是怕生病啊，或者是怕钱不够用啊。
And then as you get older, you start worrying about other things like getting sick or not having enough money to live on.
其实年轻的时候更怕死一些。
I think when you're younger, you probably think more about death.
对啊，以前我记得就是老师说，哎，我的生活还没有开始呢，我不能死，我得好好活着。
I remember before we used to say when young is that, oh, I still haven't lived, I'm still young, I haven't lived enough yet, I don't want to die.
那些以前说要当兵的就很怕，说我还没有结婚去当兵，要是死了的话，那太不划算了。
And then also when we were drafted into the army, a lot of the young people would say that I'm so young, I haven't even got married yet. If I die on the battlefield, that's just not worth it.
是，所以呢，我们真的是从心里是一直是很怕的。
So truly, from the very bottom depth of our soul, our hearts, that we have this fear of death.
所以，但是我们刚才所读的希伯来书二章十五节，就是刚才这个十五节。他说要释放那些因怕死而为奴仆的人。
Yeah, in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 15 that we just read, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives.
释放这个字呢是不太容易理解的。
So the word freed is not quite easy to understand.
这个释放并不是免除。
So free does not mean that you are freeof something, that something has been gotten rid of.
我们的死亡，我们的疾病和缺乏，哎，这个不会消失的。
So, because our death and then getting illness, these don't just go away.
释放是我们面对这些事情的时候，不再痛苦，不再担忧。
Free means that when we're facing with these things, we no longer have that worry.
因为耶稣和我们一样成了人的身体。
For Christ,became like us, took on the image of man.
我们的痛苦他都知道。
And so, he knows of our sufferings.
他既然他要释放我们。
So because he wants to free us,
他就从我们的心里释放了我们。
So he freed us starting from our hearts, our souls.
他赐给我们圣灵，就是为了释放我们，让我们不再为今生而烦恼。
So he gave us the Holy Spirit in order to free us so that we are no longer troubled by things of this world, of this life.
让我们在今后的日子里仰望他，不再做魔鬼的奴仆。
So that we can look up to him for the rest of our lives and no longer be slaves to the devil.
在哥林多前书15章54节这一节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 it said,
这必朽坏的即变成不朽坏的。这必死的即变成不死的，那时经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 54 to 57. For when the perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
哎，我们相信耶稣，我们知道我们的肉体必定要朽坏。
So we believe in our Lord Jesus and we know that our physical body will rot away.
但我们的神答应我们，在耶稣第二次降临的时候，我们将要复活。
But however, our God promised us this on the day of our Lord Jesus' second coming, we will be resurrected and we will have a new body.
既然如此，我们为什么要这么害怕肉体的朽坏？为什么要为疾病而缺乏和缺乏而担忧呢？
And so because of that, why are we still troubled by the thought of our physical body decaying or troubled by illnesses and lacking?
魔鬼就是利用我们的害怕来辖制我们。
So the devil tried to control us using our fears.
魔鬼的伎俩就是说服我们，我们的只有在这世上只有这一生一世，好好的养生，要多活些日子。
And his trick is to convince us that we only have but one life and that we should take care of our bodies to live a good life.
所以我们都知道，我们家里的老人往往都喜欢买一些养生保健品。
And so for those of us who have elders at home, older folks at home, we know that they sometimes like to buy these supplements.
我们也不知道说什么好，心里想多说了几句伤老人的心，又伤他的感情，所以他们就没有办法了。
And so as believers, we sometimes struggle and don't know what to say to them, because we fear that if we say anything that they thought maybe were against them, the idea of them buying supplements, that it might hurt their feelings.
但是我们心里很高兴，因为我们这些信耶稣的人知道我们要到哪里去。
But as Christians, we have this joy in our hearts because we know where it is that we go to.
我们活着的时候该怎么活？我们的时候活着的时候真的是要多做主的工，勤奋做主工，因为我们有一天要在我们的主面前交账。
And we know how we should live our days because we know that one day we will face our Lord and to turn over our books for Him to examine for what we have done.
你看，我那些主的门徒在看见主复活之后，他们的生命就彻底的改变了。
So let's take a look at how, after seeing the Lord's resurrection, that his disciples' life had completely changed.
他们在主在被钉十字架之前，他们的都是彻底崩溃的，他们都害怕。
And so before the crucifixion, pretty much all the disciples seem to have completely just gave up.
在马可福音十四章五十节是这样记载的。
So Mark chapter 14 verse 50 said,
门徒都离开他逃走了，有一个少年人赤身披着一块麻布跟随耶稣，众人都捉拿他，他丢了麻布赤身逃走了。
So verse 50 to 52 says, And they all left him and fled.A young man was following him, wearing nothing but a linen sheet over his naked body, and they seized him. But he pulled free of the linen sheet and escaped naked.
我们知道这个就是他马可自己的。
So we know that this is Mark himself.
他但是他记载的就是当初那些门徒的光景。
And so what he recorded here was what things were like at the time.
所以那些门徒若是没有看见耶稣复活的话，他们就四散逃走了。他们相信这个耶稣只是一个人，不是神。
So for the lot of disciples at the time, they a lot of them fled, because they thought he was just a man, and so that's why they fled.
我们也知道，我们这历史历代都知道，很多人都号称他们自己是神。
So we know that throughout history, human history, many people claim that they are God.
我小时候，我们家一出门。马路对面房子上面呢就有个这个金属绣的这个刻的字。
And so I remember when I was little, right in front, there was a building in front of a house, the front door of our house, on which it has these letters, these words in gold.
它写的是毛主席万岁万岁万万岁。
And basically says, long live Chairman Mao till he's 10,000 years old.
但我小时候呢那个时候大概才六七岁我相信大概我就刚识字嘛我就说啊这个大概毛主席要活一万年。
And so at the time I was probably 6-7 years old, I just started to learn words, and so when I read those, I believe that, oh, it looks like Chairman Mao is going to live for 10,000 years.
Yeah, 那个时候毛主席真是神啊真是早鞠躬晚鞠躬还要汇报。
And at the time, during that time, Chairman Mao was really like God to the people, because we had to bow to him in the morning and at night, and we also report to him as well, well, more his picture, report to him.
我们家有一抽屉的这个毛主席语录，好像有好几十本毛主席选集，有好几十本呢。
And also in our house, there is a drawer full of the recordings of writings of Chairman Mao's, basically collection of Chairman Mao's writings.
我记得我是看看，但是看的没什么兴趣，我就不看了。
I recall that when I was young, I flipped through those books, but didn't find them interesting enough, so I read something else.
后来毛主席死了，很多人在哭，后来。过几年，我们家对面那个字也没有了。
And then after Chairman Mao died, a lot of people were in tears. They cried. And then after a few years, those gold gilded words in front of our house were also taken down.
所以不管他怎么保持他这个肉身，他还是死了。
So regardless how hard they try to take care of their flesh bodies, they still pass away. They still die.
那些耶稣的门徒看见耶稣死了，他想。我跟错人了，我想大概是。
And so at the time, when the disciples saw that Jesus died, they must thought, oh, I followed the wrong person.
若不是我们的主耶稣基督后来复活了，那些门徒们怎么能够知道自己所跟的是神呢？
If it wasn't for Jesus' resurrection, probably these disciples wouldn't have known about it.
在我们的信仰，如果我们不相信，我们即使是相信耶稣基督，但是我们不相信耶稣复活这个事情，那我们所信的就不是神。
So for us as well, if we only believe in Jesus but do not believe in the fact of the resurrection, then we do not believe he is God, but rather just a person.
我们所跟的不是圣人，是神，神是永远不变的。
So the Lord Jesus whom we believe is not just a great person, but rather he is God, and God never changes.
那些门徒们在耶稣基督上了十字架以后，钉了十字架之后，本来他们都害怕逃走了，但是看见主耶稣基督复活以后，他们就像变了人一样。
So, according to the Bible, that when the disciples saw that Jesus was nailed upon the cross, they were full of fear, and they fled it. But however, after his resurrection, the disciples seemed to have been completely transformed, turned completely 180.
圣经上有了这样一些记载，我们来看一下。
So, here are some examples of these transformations.
最有名的就是斯蒂凡的故事。
So, the most famous story is about Stephen.
我摘录一下，他所讲的这个经节。
So, let's take a look at a section of this description.
使徒行传七章五十二节是这样记载的。
So, in Acts chapter 7, verse 52 and on is recorded as such.
我念一下。那哪一个先知不是你们的祖宗逼迫的呢？他们也把预先传说那义者要来的人杀了。如今你们又把那义者卖了，杀了。你们受了天使所传的律法，竟不遵守。 众人听见这话就极其烦恼，向史蒂凡咬牙切齿，但史蒂凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边，就说，我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边。众人就大声喊叫，捂着耳朵齐声拥上前去，把他推到城外，用石头打他。做见证的人把衣裳放在一个少年人叫扫罗的脚前，他们正用石头打的时候，史蒂凡呼求主说，求主接收我的灵魂，又跪下大声喊着说，主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。说了这些话就睡着了，扫罗也喜悦他被害。
Acts chapter 7 verse 52 to 60. Which one of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? They killed those who have previously announced the coming of the righteous one, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become. You who received the law as ordained by angels, and yet did not keep it. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the quick, and they began gnashing their teeth at him. But being full of the Holy Spirit, he gazed intently into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, Behold, I see the heavens open up and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they cried out with a loud voice and covered their ears and rushed at him with one impulse. When they had driven him out of the city, they began stoning him, and the witnesses laid aside their robes at the feet of a young man named Saul. They went on stoning Stephen as he called on the Lord and said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then falling on his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Having said this, he fell asleep.
这个史蒂凡是耶路撒冷教会的执事。
So Stephen was a deacon of the church in Jerusalem.
他应该是第一个为主殉道的门徒。
He probably was the very first disciple to be martyred for Christ.
有谁愿意为一个这个不相不是说不相干的，就是为一个人而这样就是舍弃自己生命的？
Who's willing to give up his life for a mere man?
对啊，这是多大的改变呢？
So what a great change that we have witnessed.
我们也知道这个彼得是我们的耶稣的这个算是大弟子吧。
So we also know Peter. He's probably one of the greater disciples.
耶稣在世的时候，他是一直跟随主的。
And so while Jesus was still was on earth, he followed him everywhere.
但他的信心常常软弱。
Yet Peter's faith was constantly wavering.
耶稣被大祭司抓去以后，他也跟着去。
So after the Lord Jesus was arrested by the high priest, Peter also followed.
但别人问他都不承认他是主的门徒，当夜就有三次。
But when others asked him, he denied being disciples of Jesus three times the very same night.
就这样一个信心软弱的人，在耶稣这个复活以后，就突然变得信心刚强。
So for someone with such wavering faith, but after Jesus' resurrection, he completely changed his faith, become stronger.
他也行了很多的神迹，他一生跟随主。
He performed many miracles as well, and he followed the Lord for the rest of his life.
最后他也是为主殉道了。
And then he also was martyred for the Lord.
在殉道前他还这样鼓励同工。
But before his death, he encouraged his co-workers.
在彼得后书一章十三节是这样记载的。
In 2 Peter chapter 1 it says,
我以为应当趁我还在这帐篷的时候提醒你们，激发你们，因为我知道我脱离这帐篷的时候到了，正如我们的主耶稣基督所指示我的，并且我要尽心竭力，使你们在我去世以后常常纪念这件事情。我们从前将我们的主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事情告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣，他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大的光中有声音出来，向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，我们同他在圣山的时候亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
So 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 13 through 18. I consider it right, as long as I am in this earthly dwelling, to stir you up by way of reminder, knowing that the laying aside of my earthly dwelling is imminent, as also our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will also be diligent that any time after my departure, you will be able to call these things to mind. For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For when He received honor and glory from God the Father, such an utterance as this was made to Him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And we ourselves heard this utterance made from heaven when we were with Him on the holy mountain.
若这个主的复活的事情不是真的，这个彼得他这个写这个彼得后书的时候已经七十多岁了。
And so if the Lord's resurrection was not real, then at the time when Peter wrote this, he was about 70 years old.
他何必要这样就去死呢
？Well, what motivated him to face death?
因为他亲眼的看见了主的荣耀，又听见这声音，从天上下来。
It's because he himself witnessed such glory and heard this utterance from heaven.
他也不怕殉道，因为他知道这个天上的荣耀的冠冕在等着他。
And so therefore he was not afraid to be martyred because he knows that there is this crown of clothing waiting for him.
好，但我们这些人知道相信了主耶稣基督复活的这个事情之后，这生命是怎样改变的呢？
And now it comes to us. So how have our lives been changed when we come to know his resurrection?
我们得救的确据就是主耶稣的复活。
So the proof of our resurrection is in our Lord Jesus' resurrection.
因为我们信的是神。
Because we believe in God.
因为如果不是这样的话，我们的信仰和其他的信仰、其他的宗教，就区别就不大了。
And so this is the difference. Otherwise, what we believe in is just pretty much the same as other religion in this world.
其他的宗教，他们只需要理论，他们不需要神迹。
So for in other religions, all they rely on are just theories. They don't need miracles.
他们只需要很多都是人的理论，或者是人想象出来的理论。
And all they rely upon are many earthly wisdom of man.
比如说，印度教和佛教都相信这个转世。
So in Hinduism as well as Buddhist, they believe in incarnation.
对啊，印度教把人就分成了四个等级，然后他把各个动物啊、各种物体啊都分成几千个等级。
And so in Hinduism, they believe they separate people into four classes, and then they separate animals and things into thousands of classes.
他们认为这个级别是不能逾越的。
And they also believe that the different classes cannot jump to the.
只能在这个劳苦中修炼，指望来世能够升一级。
And then they could do is to train hard in their defined section and hope that during you'll be reincarnated into a different section next time,
yeah.
Different class next time.
这个人觉得这个道理啊，挺有道理，他们就相信了，但是没有什么支持。
And so for the average person, it seems to make this theory seem to make sense to them. But however, there's no real support for this.
但是我们信的这个耶稣复活的事情是有人证物证的，所以我们信的是真的。我相信他们信的是假的，他们只是没有证据的支，他们没有证据的支持。
But what we believe in, we have eyewitnesses and we have physical proofs. And the other ones that they don't. So I believe that these other religion, what they believe in are false.
以前我也被这个没有信耶稣之前我也有点相信啊，大概觉得有道理，投胎转世是有道理的。
And so before I became a believer in Christ, I feel like what they're saying about incarnation kind of makes sense.
但是我信了之后，我就觉得他这个是完全错的，他只是人的理论。
But after I become a believer, I feel like the theory about incarnation is completely wrong.
Yeah, 我们以前也受到无神论的影响，认为人只有这个肉体，没有灵魂。
And so before we also taught atheism and think that there is only the physical body, there is no such thing as soul.
但是我信了耶稣之后，我觉得有了灵魂， 我们的灵魂以前是没有开，现在我们开了，和我们的神连在一起，真是无比的美好。
And so before I did not believe in soul, but after I become a believer, now I understand that our soul has now connected with God, and that's so wonderful.
最美好的事情是神在那里答应我们有一天也要复活。
And so the most wonderful thing is that God promised us that one day we shall also be resurrected.
然后主呢要给我们一个新身体，我们的肉体，这新生的肉体就朽坏了。
And He also promises that when our current body decays, we will be given a new body.
好，所以我在罗马书十章九节是这样记载的。
So in Romans chapter 10 verse 9 it says,
你们若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，你就必得救，因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
So in Romans chapter 10 verse 9 through 10 says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be savedFor with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation.
许多人觉得啊，这个得不得救大概区别不大。我的亲身体会，这个区别非常大。
So a lot of people may feel like there's not much of the difference between whether you're saved or not. But my personal experience has been that there is a great difference between the two.
举一个例子，比如说没有得救的人，没有得救的人在危害的时候就不知道向谁求。
A very simple example would be for those who have not been saved, when they encounter difficulties or challenges, they don't know who to call out to.
啊，我们这个信的人呢、啊，在危难时候可以向我们的主求。
And for us believers, when we encounter challenges or difficulties or danger, we can call out to our Lord.
我们相信我们的主有这样的大能，必能解救我们。
And we believe that our Lord is almighty and powerful, that He can save us.
最近这两天不是发冠状病毒了吗？
And so, for example, we are of course in the midst of this coronavirus pandemic.
人的想法就是赶快买飞机票，赶快逃。
And people's thought would be like, where can I buy a plane ticket to get out of here?
我们家里人也是说，我听见说这个毒可毒了，你们赶快买飞机票回来啊。
And so we also, our family was also calling us and say, hey, this virus is pretty serious. Come buy a ticket, fly back home.
那我们觉得，我刚开始也挺慌的。
And I feel like yes, in the beginning, I also feel great fear inside.
好像这两天不慌了。我觉得我们有神的人，我们有死后有永生。如果死后到了，我们怕什么？
But then nowadays I no longer have that fear because knowing that we have this resurrected life, so that what's to fear?
所以这个我们下面讲下去就是在约翰福音七章三十八节是这样记载的。
And so John chapter 7 verse 38 it says,
信我的人就如经上所说，他要从腹中流出活水的江河来。耶稣指的是信着他的人要受圣灵说的，那时候还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得到荣耀。
And verse 38 and 39 says, He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
我们这些人往往都胆小，一有事情就害怕。
So we usually have are easily frightened.
我们每天呢也要做很多很多的决定，每一天。
So every single day we have to make this, we have to make a lot of decisions.
小心的人呢，在做每件事情上呢，都要想半天。我以前就是这样的人。
And those people who many people may have been had to think for half a day about making every single decision.
我以前活得好累哦。
So I feel like I was just so I'm constantly tired of this living.
因为我有时候想，不要让我的脑子动这么多就好了。我的脑子就是不停的在想各种各样的事情。
And sometimes I feel like it wouldn't be great if I wouldn't expend so much mind and energy trying to worry about every single thing.
说句通俗的话，就是我一直觉得我要傻一点就好了。
And so to put it colloquially, it's better to just be a little bit dumber on all things.
所以这里什么叫做活水的江河？
So what does it mean to be flow rivers of living water?
这不是说你要不停的讲话呀，或者是这个意思就是我们要从主那里饮水，因为主是这个水的源头。
But so this is not saying that we should talk constantly, but rather that our Lord is the origin of the water and that we shall drink from Him.
他是这个水的源头是无穷无尽的，我们有什么事情都要向他问。
And so this origin of the water is endless. So we shall ask Him of everything.
我们不是在判断某件事情上，什么是对自己有利，什么是对自己无益。我们要做的就是听主的话，因为主给我们的安排是最好的。
So it's not for us to ask to think about what will benefit us the most on every single thing, but rather go with how the Lord wants us to do for He has the best will for us.
圣经上说，神要赐下真理的圣灵，又叫保惠师的，他要与我们同在，圣灵就要带着我们走。
And so that the Holy Spirit, the Bible says that God will give us the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of truth, and also called the great interceder, and he will walk with us.
好，我们前面讲下面耶稣再来。好，我们。这个刚才所讲的就是我们讲的耶稣还要再来，是在使徒行传上一章九节是这样记载的。
So on the matter of Jesus' second coming is recorded in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 9.
九节说了这话，他们正看他的时候，他就被取上身，有一朵云彩把他接上去，便看不见他了。当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边，说：“加利利人啊，你们为什么望着天呢？这离开这里被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。”
And so verse 9 through 11 it says, And after he said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And as they were gazing intently into the sky while he was going, behold, two men in white clothing stood beside them. And they also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven.
我们的主还要再来，他怎样从地上这样驾着云升上去，他，我是相信他时间到的时候，他也会这样的同样方式从天上降下来。
So our Lord Jesus will come again, and so I believe that how he was taken up, he will also in the same way come back again.
那主升上去干什么了呢？
So what was he doing up there?
那约翰福音14章2节是这样讲的。
So we take a look at John chapter 14 verse 2, it says,
在我的父家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早就告诉你们，我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
Verse 2 and 3 says, In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am,There you may be also.
主说要为我们预备地方，我有时候想，就是我们将来复活以后也要住房子咯。
So the Lord said that he will prepare a dwelling place for us. So I was thinking, does that mean that when he comes again, that we'll go to dwell in houses again?
是不是房子有大有小啊？怎样的人住怎样的房子？
And so does that also mean they got big house, they got small house, and depending on who you are, you get to live in different houses?
后来呢，一直也不太理解这个事情。
So this constantly.Kind of, it was in the back of my mind.
所以他来呢听这个彭弟兄讲了这个天国的故事。
And then later when I heard a message from Brother Pong about the story about the heaven, the heavenly kingdom.
才知道耶稣是天国的王，我们是天国的子民，我们将来要和耶稣一起住在天国里。
And so that from that, then I understood that Jesus is the king of the heaven.And then we are people of the kingdom of heaven. And so we will go to live with Jesus in his heavenly kingdom.
现在耶稣去父神那里准备地方，将来他还要接我们去天国。
And so Jesus is currently with his Father God preparing our dwelling. And so in the future he will come and receive us, take us into the heavenly kingdom.
所以不管我们现在能不能想象天国里的实际情况是怎么样，天国的房子是怎么样，但这个道理是逻辑上是通的。
So regardless whether we could understand the reality of the kingdom of heaven, but or whether we could imagine what those houses, those dwelling would be, but at leastLogically, it makes sense.
所以在启示录中是这样记载的，一章五节。
So in Revelation, it says, in chapter 1, verse 5, it says,
并那诚实做见证的，从死里先复活，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安赐予你们。你爱他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司，但愿荣耀全能都归于他，直到永永远远，阿们。看哪、啊、他降临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的，阿们。主神说，我是阿尔法，我是 Omega， 是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
So in Revelation chapter 1 verse 5 through 8 it says, And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings of the earth, to him who loved us and released us from our sins by his blood, and he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him, so it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
主耶稣时候什么时候再来没有人知道。
So no one will know when Jesus will come again.
我们这2000年来我们的基督徒都在等这一天。
As Christians, we have been waiting for this for the past 2000 years.
但有些人也起了怀疑。
And some people may have started to have doubts.
但是主这里却说话，主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
But here, the Lord already written that the Lord sees one day as a thousand years and a thousand years as one day.
这我们这两千年在神的国里面只有两天。
And so for the past 2000, to us, it's been 2000 years, but in the kingdom of heaven, that's probably just only 2 days.
但这个不算长，因为天国的子民人数还没有满足，主愿意给我们的机会悔改。
So it's not long at all. The number hasn't been fulfilled yet for the kingdom of heaven. And so, God give us this opportunity to still repent.
主的心肠是多么的柔软，他在等我们。
He has a soft heart and he's waiting for us.
我们不是我们在等他。
It's not that we are waiting for him.
我们也不要猜主什么时候来。
And nor shall we guess when his second coming will be.
我们要做的就是切切仰望神的日子到来。
And so what we should be doing is to wait for his return.
所以我们要做的是悔改，不要沉沦这个世界，因为我们的老我已经与主同钉十字架。
What we should be doing is that we shall repent and not to be fallen along with this world.
我们主赐给我们的生命要活出来，有一天我们就会住在那新天新地，就是主给我们预备的地方。
For our old self has been already nailed on the cross with our Lord, and so he gave us his new life, and we shall live out. And so that way, then we will be able to live in the new heaven and new earth and inside the place, the dwelling that our Lord has prepared for us. So what should us Christians be doing today?
既然我们知道有一天有要死，我们将来某一天也要复活。
So because we know that one day we will die, but then also we will be resurrected.
是不是我们现在就这里安静的等待，等待主的日子就可以了？
Should we just wait quietly for that day to come?
但是主给我们的话不是这样。
But that is not the commandment that God has given us.
因为信了主以后，我们就有了一个新生命，我们的老我已经死了。
Because after we become a believer, we have this new life, for our old life already died.
我们活着的时候要让耶稣在我们的生命中作王掌权。
So while we're still alive, we'll allow Jesus Christ to rule in our lives.
我们在这个地上活着的时候，不是天天思念地上的事，而是要思念天上的事。
So while we are alive on this earth, what we are mindful of are the things of heaven and not the things of this world.
有人会问，我们也没有去过天上，我们怎么知道天上的事情？怎么思念天上的事？
So some people may ask, since we never seen what it's like in the heaven, how can we think, be mindful and thinking of things that's in heaven?
其实这点是可以做到的。
But in reality, this is something that we can actually do.
我们的信靠的耶稣知道天上的事情。
For the Lord Jesus, whom we believe in, knows what happens in the heaven.
只要我们和耶稣的生命连在一起，让圣灵充满我们，我们也可以知道天上的事。
So as long as we bind our lives with the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, then and allow the Holy Spirit to fill us, then we too can know what happened in heaven.
我们知道那些我们已经与耶稣同钉十字架了。
But we know that we are already nailed a cross with our Lord Jesus.
地上那些邪恶的事情就可以避免了。
And so we can be away from the evil things of this world.
那些事情对我们没有诱惑，不是我们自己能做什么。
And then those things are no longer become a temptation for us, and it's not because of what we can do.
是我们的圣灵帮助了我们，我们里面的圣灵。
Because the Holy Spirit that's inside of us helping us.
我们刚信主的时候，我们是新人。
So when we first become believers, we are a new person.
当我们这新人在主里面渐渐长大。
But this new person slowly matures.
讲得通俗一点，就是在教会里渐渐长大。
And to put it more colloquially, we grow up, we mature in church.
这新人在知识和经历上渐渐更新，正如照他的主的形象。
And this new person in his knowledge and his experience also has been renewed, just as he was molded into the image of his Lord.
所以我们要现在最后读一段圣经。在大厅上面，我们一起打开圣经到哥罗西书三章一节。
Let's turn to our Bible, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 10.
好，我们就一起读中文吧。
So,
有的好。
Read Chinese together.
所以你们若跟与基督同同复活，就当求上面的事情。那里有基督坐在神的右边，思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，我们也要让他同显现在荣耀里。所以要致使你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一面，因这些事神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。当你们在这件事活着，也当这样行过。但现在你们要弃绝一切的事，以及烦恼、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中的污秽的言语，不要彼此善话。人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人，在知识上渐渐更新，正如造主主的形象。
So English, that's Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 10. Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Therefore, consider the member of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to idolatry. For it is because of these things that the wrath of God will come upon the sons of disobedience. And in them you also once walked, when you were living in them. But now you also put them all aside, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you lay aside the old self with its evil practices, and have put on a new self who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们真的是要坚定我们的信心。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we must also strengthen our faith.
我们要多做主工，让我们去传福音。
And to do the work of the Lord, to share the gospel.
在教会里服侍主。
And then to serve the Lord in the church.
看看这个教会里有什么需要，看看能不能把我们的时间，把我们的精力拿出来。
And to see what the church needs, and to see if we can put out time and efforts into it.
那让我们帮助那些需要帮助的弟兄姐妹们。
And to help those brothers and sisters who need help.
愿神祝福他的话语，我们祷告。
May God bless His words, let's have word prayer.
亲爱的主天父，我们真是感谢主赐给这么美好的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for blessing us with these wonderful words.
主啊，你上了十字架，三天以后从死里复活。
And Lord, you went upon the cross and then you resurrected after 3 days.
真是显明你是神的儿子。
And it's truly showed that you are indeed the Son of God.
我们所信的是神。
And that the one whom we believe in is God.
我们所赐的圣灵愿意为这个事情做见证。
And that the Holy Spirit that was given to us shall testify to this.
我们也愿意一生跟随圣灵的指引。
And we shall follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit for the rest of our lives.
让我们在地上的时候日日更新自己。
So that we can renew ourselves each and every day.
有朝一日成为主耶稣基督的样式。
So that we can become the image of our Lord Jesus Christ.
真是谢谢主赐给我们这样的恩典。
Lord, thank you, Lord, for giving us this blessing.
我们把荣耀赞美都归于主。
We will give you glory and praise to you.
感激祷告奉靠耶稣基督圣名。
Praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.